Hello. Welcome to the podcast, Human Rights in America, a Revolutionary Mindset. I am your host, Sue Young. This podcast can be found on major podcast platforms like YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, and many more. Revolutionary defined. A revolutionary is a person who either participates in or advocates a revolution. The term revolutionary can also be used as an adjective to refer to something that has a major, sudden impact on some aspect of human endeavor. Another good definition here. What are civil rights versus human rights? Human rights are rights you get just because you're human. Civil rights you obtain because you are a member of a political state like the United States. There are 195 countries on this planet. 193 countries have signed off on this declaration. However, the United States has ratified fewer key human rights treaties than all other countries in the G20 group. Those countries like China, the European nation, Russia, the big economies around the world. Fact, the U.S. is the only country that has not ratified Convention on the Rights of the Child. That's an annex to the Declaration. I haven't even mentioned it, but for children under the age of 18, there's a whole host of other rights. And last year when I Googled it, the U.S. was one of two countries that had not ratified the rights. It was the United States and Somalia, but now Somalia must have gotten their stuff together. So the U.S. is the only country out of the 193 that has not signed off. In episode one, we listed the 30 human rights that the U.N. recognizes essential to all human beings on this planet. You get these rights just because you're human. I received some comments, and thank you for your comments. I had one listener, all right, I'm just going to say it, my brother, who told me, "You sound robotic. You sound like you're reading." Full disclosure, I am reading because I don't have the stuff memorized. And plus, I want to give you the facts. So I'm reading you verbatim what's in the UN Declaration. This is not the time yet to give you my opinion, to try to sway you. I'm just giving you the basics. Last week, we talked about the 30 human rights. Today, I'm going to actually read the paragraph of the descriptions that the UN lays out. Yeah, it's boring. It's not very sexy. I know that. I've tried to see how I can make it funny, but I can't. I visited the website of the ACLU. I found the advocates urge Congress to support establishment of a national human rights institution. So while people and coalitions are gathering to talk about creating a national institute of human rights, citizens have to know what the heck human rights are. And that's what I'm doing. There's a quote by Jamil Dakwar, director of the ACLU Department of Human Rights Program. While the U.S. has a long tradition of supporting human rights and democracy abroad, we have often failed to protect those same rights here at home. He said, when it comes to human rights protections, the U.S. must walk the walk and not just talk the talk. Reiterating the quote from Maya Angelou. Do the best you can until you know better. And then, when you know better, do better. I love this country. I love the Constitution. Heck, I've even seen Hamilton 4 times, read the book, and listened to it on audio. I think making this Constitution was revolutionary. And that's what America needs again. Revolutionary mindsets to be the change that we want to see. So let's get into this. I was clicking around on the various websites for the Department of Justice, Department of State and Foreign Affairs, and one of the websites said this: the protection of fundamental human rights was the foundation stone in the establishment of the United States over 200 years ago. Since then, a central goal of U.S. foreign policy has been the promotion of respect for human rights as embodied in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I say, that's great, but I don't want to depend on something written 200 years ago. The reason is, 200 years ago, our founding fathers wrote this document, but some of them owned slaves. They simply could not have embraced the UN Declaration 200 years ago. When they said all men are created equal, they did not mean all men. Because some of them owned slaves and slaves were property. I think it's faulty to base today's U.S. foreign policy on a document that was written 200 years ago. Instead, I think that the Constitution needs to be updated. And that's what the UN Declaration does. So let's get into it. We're going to start reading through Article 1. You'll see the difference. Article 1 says, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in the spirit of brotherhood. There are two different versions in the original document. We have the original language, and then there's the plain language. The plain language, in short, was developed by a group who used 2,500 French vocabulary words. It was translated into English. The UN approved it, and so it's more teachable. It's kind of like the Bible, the King James Version versus the New International Version. So I'm going to read the plain language version of the Declaration because I'm not trying to be so smart that you don't understand me, because I need you to get this. So let's keep going. And they have conscience and should act towards one another in a friendly manner. Last episode, I told you guys that Hinsa Mehta from India is widely accredited with changing the words from all men are created equal to all humans are free and equal. The language is so unifying. And now I'll tell you a story. Learning about the Constitution in history classes was always uncomfortable for me. As a Black woman, I always felt like an afterthought. First, the male teachers would simply gloss over the language, all men are created equal. They would instruct the females in the class to just insert yourselves where it says men. We now know that women should have been included. But the document, the Constitution, was never changed. And as a Black woman, secondly, somehow we simply went from slaves to the Voting Rights Act of 1965, as if we had no history for the 189 years in between the time of the creation of the Constitution until 1965. It was as if I was the afterthought. And the Constitution remains the same today. I believe that the language of the Declaration is unifying. All people who were excluded from the phrase, "all men are created equal," poor whites, immigrants, women, blacks, everyone basically other than rich white men, would all now be starting at the same starting line with everyone. No one has to be an afterthought if all humans are born free and equal. America is and has always been a multi-ethnic and multicultural democracy. We cannot continue to teach the afterthought mentality. Article 2. Everyone can claim the following rights, despite a different sex, a different skin color, speaking a different language, thinking different things, believing in another religion, owning more or less, being born in another social group, coming from another country. It also makes no difference whether the country you live in is independent or not. Article 3. You have the right to live and the right to live in freedom and safety. Article 4. Nobody has the right to treat you as his or her slave, and you should not make anyone your slave. Article 5. No one has the right to torture you. Article 6. You should be legally protected the same way everywhere and like everyone else. Article 7. The law is the same for everyone. It should be applied in the same way to all. Article 8. You should be able to ask for legal advice when the rights your country grants you are not respected. Article 9. Nobody has the right to put you in prison, to keep you there, or to send you away from your country without a good reason. Article 10. If you must go on trial, this should be done in public. The people who try you should not let themselves be influenced by others. Article 11. You should be considered innocent until it can be proved that you are guilty. If you are accused of a crime, you should always have the right to defend yourself. Nobody has the right to condemn you and punish you for something you have not done. Article 12. You have the right to ask to be protected if someone tries to harm your good name or enter your home or open your letters or bother you or your family without a good reason. Article 13. You have the right to come and go within your country as you want. Also, you have the right to leave your country to go to another one, and you should be able to return to your country if you want. Article 14. If someone hurts you, you have the right to go to another country and to ask it to protect you. You lose the right if you have killed someone or if you yourself do not respect what is written here. Article 15. You have the right to belong to a country and nobody can prevent you without a good reason from belonging to another country if you wish. So there it is, Articles 1 through 15. I think that's a good place to stop. A call to action. 2 weeks from now, I'll finish the rest of the articles. And then I'll introduce you to the Constitution and compare the two documents. That's coming up in episode 3. Stay tuned. The what if? We'll focus on the past. What if the United States adopted, legislated, and embraced these principles in 1948? Well, we can't change the past, so let's think to the future. With these 15 rights, how could we change America? think about it. And remember to listen to my podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow. Until next time, be revolutionary. Be human.